Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I've been going through and re-emphasizing the references to grace in the Bible. And specifically in 1 and 2 Peter, we've been looking at, I preached a series of messages in January on growing in grace. And I'm re-emphasizing them because I don't want them to be forgotten. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." How many of you are good at multiplication in school? Anybody? All right. I broke out in the hives whenever multiplication, division, especially long division, I just did not do very well with that. But I remember learning our multiplication facts. And from time to time, the teacher would call upon us to do certain series. And so it'd come to your turn, and I was breaking out in a sweat. And I came up with some new numbers that were not correct. And I went and sat back down. But multiplication is a good thing. It simplifies addition, all right? And allows us to be able to go into higher numbers because we're multiplying. And we're all excited about that, those that are math fiends that actually love math. The Bible brings in a mathematics statement in this phrase. Grace and peace be multiplied. Not just added, but multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. These two gifts of grace and peace are multiplied through knowledge. Not through being acquainted with Jesus. Not through I have some measure of knowledge about Him, but rather this idea of knowing God through experience. Knowing God. And as I know God and His Son, Jesus Christ, things are multiplied in my life of spiritual value. Amen? Grace and peace. You don't hear a lot about grace in the world today, but you sure hear a lot about peace. Boy, they want peace in Ukraine. They want peace in Taiwan with China. They want peace in several different locations around the world where we're struggling to find peace. But what are they missing? The knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, His Son. You can't have grace and peace apart from the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. And you can't have peace and grace multiplied. It's one thing to say, you know, may God give you grace and may God give you peace. But it's quite another when you move into a whole new realm of multiplication, compounding the amount of grace and peace that you can enjoy as a believer in Christ in your knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. That's why we emphasize from this pulpit so much about knowing the Word of God and being acquainted with God the Father and with God the Son, because, folks, you don't know God enough through nature. Everybody understand that? I have elements of knowledge about God through nature, but specific revelation about Him I don't get from nature. I have to get it from the written Word of God. That's where the knowledge comes from. So I want to encourage you today. The Lord knows my heart, and I need grace and peace, and you do too. We all need grace and peace. But it doesn't come through normal channels. It doesn't come from this world. It doesn't come from the government. It comes through your knowledge, your personal knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. And then God begins to not only give you grace and peace, but He multiplies it. And that, folks, is the greatest blessing you can enjoy this side of heaven, is having grace and peace multiplied in your life. Do you desire that this morning? I pray that you do. But it's going to come by you getting into this book and learning more. Studying nature is wonderful, and we see the eternal Godhead presented in nature, and we should enjoy it and embrace it. But that's limited. The revelation of God is specific. And may we be found in His Word today.